About a month ago, I was in a men's retreat in North Carolina, and a man came up to me. This is a four-day deal. You don't have many of those anymore. No more Leesburg, no more much of anything. Churches, you know, now things just different. But a guy came up to me. There's people, men there from about six different countries and the U.S. And he came up to me and he said, spoke great English. I've forgotten where he was from, but he said, "I love zoos." And I thought, well, an interesting conversation. I said, "I kind of like them too." He said, "Where are you from?" Alabama. That's right, they said that. But he said, "I don't know where that is." I told him. And to make a long story just kind of long, he said, "Do you have zoos in Alabama?" I said, "Not many." I said, "We have one in Birmingham, pretty good size, a little one in Montgomery." But he said, "I love them. I'd love to come there sometime." I said, "Well, in Alabama, we're different." And he said, "Oh, really?" And our sense of humor is a little different. But anyway, he said, "Gosh, yeah." And I said, "Like, have you been to the San Diego Zoo?" He said, "Oh, yes. Oh, yes." I said, "Well, that's the best one in the world." And I said, "You notice the little plaque that they have on each cage? It has the name of the animal and the scientific name." He said, "Oh, yes. Oh, yes." I said, "In Alabama, we don't do that." He said, "No." I said, "No." I said, "In Alabama, we have a plaque with the name of the animal on it and a recipe." He did crack a smile. I just stood there looking at him, you know. And he said, "Who booked tigers and lions?" I said, "It's big joke. Big joke." Oh, yeah. We're a little different.